Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, so D'Amico Ryan's next head coach of the Texans. It's happening. Like, let's not beat around the bush. Are the McNairs off the hook? Are we being too easy on the McNairs? Are we assuming too much about the McNairs? Obviously, they're not free of blame for how we got to this point and what's happened the last couple of years. But is this just a step in the right direction? Are they off the hook? How should we look at the McNairs given where we are and the path we had to take to get here?
We all kind of do that self-reflection, that self-analysis, that pivot in how we do business, how we live our lives. I know you talk about things like that a lot. Like, you know what I need? I'm going to do this. I got to change this, and I'm going to try to be more like this. We all do it. So when you say Cal and Hannah McNair, and this is a common, you know, thread out there, they're the ones, you know, Cal's the one responsible for this. You know, Tommy Boy, sell the team. I'll be excited when he sells the team. You see these things all the time. And my response to that would be, yeah, he was. Yeah, he got they got suckered in. Janice, Cal, Hannah, they got suckered in. They got bamboozled. They got conned. I've been conned, you know, long, long time ago. You learn from it, and you start looking at people differently. They were conned by Jack Easterby and Bill O'Brien, et cetera, et cetera. Who says that they haven't changed, that they haven't seen, especially when it's affecting your bottom dollar a little bit? You know, empty stadium, and your public relations is a shambles. And you know, you're sitting there at home one day or in your office, and you're like, that was bad. We were wrong. You know, we got suckered. We got conned. We've got to change this. So when you say, I'll be happy when he sells the team, even though they're hiring D'Amico Ryans or whatever you're saying, people can change. And I think he has changed the direction of his professional approach to the Houston Texans. And we're seeing it. We're seeing it right here.
I just don't know. Like, at this point, even if you're like, even if Cal McNair is not going, if Cal McNair is going to continue to be a, you know, unsuccessful owner. Mm-hmm. And I think it's fair to
say that. Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing, like, nothing about this is wrong. Like, I don't, like, there's, depending, no matter how you look at this, D'Amico Ryan's hire, which is going to be official in the next day or so. Mm-hmm. Press conference will be this week. You'll hear it right here on Sports Radio 610. There's nothing, like, about this hire that you can criticize.
That are obvious. Oh my gosh.
Well,
you know,
he had options. So it's not a situation like, you know, where D'Amico Ryan's just, this was one of 32. This wasn't one of 32. This is one, you know, he probably could have had a few of these. Mm-hmm. If he wanted to be in Indianapolis, chances are he could probably be in Indianapolis. If he wanted to go to Denver, he would have gone to Denver. So you're not going to have the David Culley, this is one of 32. You're not in a position where you're the only team that's going to hire him, like the Lovie Smith situation. So the guy had options. The guy knows your organization, and he knows Bob, rest in peace. He knows Cal, and he knows this organization top to bottom. There are very few people that will ever know this organization top to bottom like D'Amico Ryan's. Mm-hmm. So all the talk about, you know, what this organization is and the low-hanging fruit that the national media likes to grab, you kind of got to squash that narrative because D'Amico Ryan's knows it better than anyone, and he chose it. From business perspective, I think the business people, if they had a vote, they would have said D'Amico Ryan's. From a football perspective, the resume makes sense. So even if you're not ready to say that you fully trust Cal McNair, I think you can at least say whether he's the best owner in the world, whether he's the worst owner in the world, whether he's not good, whether he's good, this is a home run hire.
Yeah.
At this point, what does that guarantee? I don't know, mm-hmm. but for where they're at right now, this is the perfect hire, the D'Amico Ryans hire.
And what do you
want?
I
think you got to like that.
You want the best candidate out there. That's D'Amico Ryans. You want a guy that understands, you know, what this organization is all about. He was drafted in 2006. He was a part of the organization for a long time. He still has very close ties. He knows the ownership. He knows the fan base. So you know, there's two boxes checked right there. You want a guy that can change the way this team is viewed, that has, you know, the certainly the resume foremost. He's done everything. He's ready for it to be the head coach. As I just said, he's the number one candidate out there, and you got him. And then you want a guy that can sell, you know, win over fans, win over players. And then the last thing you want is you want the support of those that came with him and before him. You know, the former players, people that are in the organization, that have been in the organization in other roles for a long time. Don't pile on. It's more than fair. Nobody piled on Cal McNair more than us, you know, or as much as us for a long stretch, specifically for being fooled by Easterby and et cetera. It changes. It's different now. It might. Who knows how it's going to work out, but it's different now. It's okay to be excited about this.
What about Nick Caserio's point of view? Because I think that's the other one. Like, what I wonder, you know, and I think maybe there's an assumption that, you know, Nick Caserio got overruled, or had the Menares not been involved, Nick Caserio might have leaned another way. I wonder if that's true or not. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm really intrigued to see what Nick Caserio says at the press conference.
Mm-hmm.
Because last time he spoke, he looked like neutered Nick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he looked defeated. He sounded like he didn't give a damn whether he was here or not.
Yeah.
He sounded like, you know, I'd be willing to step aside and all that type of stuff. And he apologized for it on Payne and Pendergast, rightfully so. But I am intrigued as like kind of a podium critic to see Nick Caserio go up there and, you know, explain this hire and just maybe try to get a sense of, you know, how Nick feels about D'Amico, how he thinks he's going to work with D'Amico. Because I do also think, and you want to talk about being critical of someone. We've been very critical of Nick Caserio. I think he does kind of have like an undeserved label of someone who just wants to control everything. Mm-hmm. I think he's had to control everything because, you know, he had David Culley. Lovie Smith was allowed, I think, to do whatever the hell he wanted to do.
Yeah.
At an extreme level, he was allowed to, you know, run zone defense with Derek Stingley. He was allowed to not blitz, despite the fact they were one of the best blitzing teams in the NFL. They were allowed to, he was allowed to say, I want more Dameon Pierce. And they, you know, ran Dameon Pierce and all that. Pep Hamilton was one of his guys. So, I don't think he was as hands on there. And I don't know that Nick Caserio really wants to just be in 100% full control. I think he would like to work, as a team with D'Amico Ryans. And make no mistake about it, if he doesn't, he's going to be gone too.
Yeah. Cause
this is D'Amico's organization at this point. This isn't, you know, this ain't going to be no one and done. No matter what happens, they could lose every game. Ain't going to be one and done. And Nick's going to have to work with D'Amico, period.
I think
have to do.
We don't know, like, in their heart of hearts, all this started, like, that's my guy. That's the one I kind of keep in at the top of the list, even though we haven't done any interviews or whatever. I don't know who that was for Nick Caserio. It might have been D'Amico. Might have been Jonathan Gannon. Who knows? But I think anytime you have an event like this that is so important in the history of a franchise, everybody's going to come together, and there's going to be some level of compromise. There's going to be some level of adjustment to your job. And I think, frankly, I think Nick Caserio recognized that he needed to do that. We talk about, you know, Cal McNair, you know, kind of had that revelation and maybe, you know, changed the way he did business. I think Nick Caserio is doing the same. I don't think he's like, by any stretch, you know, going to be upset that he's not the face of the franchise anymore.
I don't think he wants to be that.
I'm not so sure he's ever been wanted to be.
I don't think he wants to be that.
The face of the franchise. And then he also has to recognize D'Amico Ryans has some things going for him that he will never have. Charisma, first of all due respect.
Damn, shots fired.
The connection to the city. He's worn the jersey. You know, it's not Patriots South. And that's not to bring that up. I'm just saying this is a Texan. I mean, this is D'Amico Ryans. I said, he got here in 2006, and he's kept a relationship with players and the organization ever since. So he's got things that I think Nick recognized, I don't have it, it's all yours. And you're right. If they have to choose between Nick and D'Amico, they're choosing D'Amico.
It's D'Amico's team. It's D'Amico's franchise. D'Amico has the keys to the franchise.
Yeah.
Like, D'Amico believed in them. And I think rightfully so. I think anyone would have liked this job.
Yeah.
Outside of creepy Sean Payton. And I'm glad they didn't take him. But it's his franchise. It's D'Amico Ryan's franchise. It's going to go in the direction in which he wants to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to trust Nick, maybe. And they're going to work together to get this thing where it needs to go. And you've gotten through the worst part, the mud. Like, now there's really no excuses to get things heading in the right direction. They've got to figure it out. You got the assets. You don't have, you know, some of the distractions that you had in the past, off field, on field assets, all that type of stuff. You don't have it. And everything is set up for you to succeed. The division, it's laid out as nicely as it could possibly be. You have the number two pick. Would be nice to have the number one pick, but Nick Caserio let Brandon Cooks punk him.
Yeah.
But we will, we'll see what happens. But you're in a good position. You're in good shape. And yes, the road was rocky to get here because of the McNair's doing, but it seems like things are changing and they're heading in the right direction. And no matter how you look at it, I just think this is the most ideal hire possible for many reasons. Some that might matter more than others, and some that might matter here more so than they would anywhere else. The off field, the buzz, all that type of stuff, getting rid of the apathy. But
yeah,
every box is checked.
Yes, and let's talk about the one that people toss out there, because he's never been a head coach before. I want a guy that's been a head coach. Listen, man, everything D'Amico Ryan has ever done professionally in this sport, he's succeeded at. He could not be more prepared. As a coordinator, as an assistant coach, as a football lifer, to become a head coach. And so I think that just falls on deaf ears with me, man, because I think there's always been a first-time head coach that ultimately becomes really, really good. And so I think that's important. I also think it's important with D'Amico that he recognizes the value of the assets here. This is about D'Amico coming home. It's about D'Amico knowing the organization, everything we've just talked about. Man, if this was the New Orleans Saints and they had this opportunity, it would be a really, really, really attractive job with all the draft picks and the money available, et cetera. So he's not a dummy, and he's being set up to succeed.
Yeah, I mean, 2 years ago, if they were offering D'Amico the job, I don't think he takes it.
No.
I mean, no one in their right mind should, and that's how you end up with David Culley.
Right.
Last year, probably not either. You don't want to take your first head coaching job and have to go up to the podium and talk about your franchise quarterback wanting out of town and allegedly putting his junk on massage therapists like 30 times. Like, that's not the first thing you want to say when you're a head coach.
Yeah.
With 75 or answer million dead to. Cap. Yeah. You don't want to go up there and say that.
Yeah.
You didn't even know if you could trade Deshaun a year ago.
At this
so
point.
Now this is where they are, and this is exciting. I mean, it's exciting. There's no guarantee. It might not work out. It's exciting. Yeah, they got to go win on the field. Yeah, they do, sir.
Okay,
you're right. Yeah, I got to go show it on the field. Yeah, they do. Yeah, you're right, sir.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
There was an exciting press conference last year with Levy. Yes, there was, sir.
Yeah.
It's a different situation, but yes, you were right, sir.
If you're betting on the most successful team that has a job opening right now, who would you bet on?
That
Arizona, maybe?
What is defined success? Is it like immediately or is it long term?
How about yes? How about somebody that can turn it around and ultimately, take them places?
I mean, the one big question is going to be the offense, and that's probably going to be the first thing that D'Amico gets asked about. Like, what's the offensive philosophy? How do we feel about that?
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee he has one. Cause that's the other thing. Like, there's like kind of a stereotype of defensive minded head coaches, and we had one last year that are kind of dated. They're blowhard. It's kind of like, you know, whenever things go wrong, the offense gets blamed, and you're a defensive guy, but you want the offense to function a certain way. There's no innovation. There's no nuance, anything like that. I don't think the new age defensive coaches are like that. I don't think Brandon Staley's even like that. I just think Brandon Staley does some dumb things with the Chargers, but he doesn't interfere with the offense. He doesn't interfere in what, like, Justin Herbert does.
Right.
I don't think D'Amico's going to do that. I don't think Robert Saleh does that either. They just didn't have the right quarterback.
Right.
So I think kind of like these new age defensive guys, like we think about like the hardheads, the Buddy Ryan trying to fight everyone on the sidelines, you know, worry about my defense, defense versus offense, like that type of
thing. What do you call it, the chuck and duck?
Yeah, that's not what, like, the new age, innovative, like, nuanced defensive minds are, like the D'Amico Ryans.
No, not even close.
And there aren't really a ton of them, but that's kind of what, like, D'Amico Ryans, I think D'Amico Ryans is like, I bet if you sat down and talked offense with D'Amico Ryans, he'd be able to have a lot. Like, could you imagine sitting down and talking offense with, like, Lovie Smith and some of these, like,
well, they would obviously
guys.
Know a lot because they've gone against them. But I don't think they would know the nuance like D'Amico. You know, like what is going on. You know, we heard from Matt Schaub last week. He said he was bugging me. I mean, he wanted to, as a rookie and a second-year player, he would go to the offensive room. He'd go to Matt Schaub's locker. Or what are you doing here? What does it mean when you do this play action? What does it mean when this guy goes in motion like this? That, I don't think that nuance and the years of experience with it would even be close. That's why I'm not worried. I'm curious about the offensive coordinator. Very curious, but I'm not worried about it.
Then you also wonder, like, you know, what's the formula? Like, can you be creating a new formula? Like, I've heard, like, you know, the Tomlin Harbaugh comparison, just like the leader type. You hear like the Robert Saleh comparison. Like, there's all these comparisons, but I mean, maybe the Texans are doing something different. Like, maybe there's something different going on with the Texans instead of just trying to hire the offensive guy.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I also don't put stock in, and this is, I hate this. And I don't know, and there's not a lot of people doing it. But I don't put stock in like one game,
Jonathan Gannon really helped himself.
Yeah, like the thing is,
really,
like, D'Amico, the defense wasn't even bad yesterday. But even if they had been, like, it doesn't, like, one game, the final game doesn't really, like, equate anything. I had some people on the in the Loopholes Facebook page and Locker Room on YouTube message board saying, "Well, you know, Shane Steichen got the best of D'Amico Ryans. Why wouldn't we hire Steichen?" Okay, buddy. Well, then let's go back to 2017. You would have hired Matt Patricia instead of Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
Because the Patriots right down the street beat the Atlanta Falcons in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So you would have hired Matt Patricia's fat ass instead of Kyle Shanahan.
Pencil on the ear ass.
And the only reason I call him that is because he almost ran over me with his damn four-wheeler.
I was there. I saw it.
Yeah, at this joint practice.
Yeah.
So I got no love for him.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's your mindset, then you would have hired Matt Patricia over Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, how would
that
would have
worked
out
well.
Man.
So, I mean, yeah, I don't put a lot of stock in that one game.
No, you can't. Some people do.
And I also don't think there's a formula. Like, that's the other thing. Like, I know the NFL, this is the thing. Like, you always hear, like, the cliche. Hit the bell, Figgy. You always hear the cliche. It's a copycat league. Okay, well, you know what? A lot of the teams that try to copycat, they get burned more than anyone. Like, the Texans tried to copy the Patriot way. Didn't work out. The Lions tried to copy the Patriot way. Didn't work out. Like, yeah, it's a copycat league, but a lot of times when you try to copycat and not think for yourself and not be open-minded and not realize that, yeah, there might be all these offensive-minded coach, but we're going to bring in the defensive guy, which is the same thing the Broncos were wanting to do, sometimes it works out. Like, it is a copycat league. Yeah, it works, but we don't talk about the five other times when it didn't work.
Yeah,
exactly. We never talk about it.
Yeah.
So that's where it is. D'Amico Ryans, not official yet. It's going to be official. It's going to be soon. It's going to be no later than Wednesday. I would predict tomorrow it becomes official, and a press conference is going to come later on this week. You'll hear it right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up, lunchtime confessions, and my God, there is a lot to confess next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, lunchtime confessions. We confess our sins to you, the loopholes. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports, but we're transparent with you 24-7, and we let them hang a little bit lower at 12:20 during lunchtime confessions. It is time to confess. Start it off, Lopez.
Watch this. My
obviously, Tony Romo's getting a lot of the attention on the broadcast, but my confession is about something else. I understand you have to show the emotion of the game. You got to show Joseph Osai's reaction to the blunder, you know, that he made. Dude, after the third time of showing him bawling, crying on the sideline, players coming. That's way too much. There has to be. Really? Yes, we understand. I was like uncomfortable watching it. They kept going back to it. I get it. He's crying. It was devastating. It's going to affect his life. Maybe his life. You know, it's going to follow him, you know, worse than Chris Webber, you know, calling the timeout, the phantom timeout. I get it. But man, they showed, I think I counted four times they went back to him. I'm like, just stop. I get it. We all understand where he is. That's too much. That's kind of cheap.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Kind of jealous that Sauce Gardner is going to have a Super Bowl commercial with Buffalo Wild Wings, man. I like Derek Stingley. I think Derek Stingley is going to be a good player. I think in the right system, Derek Stingley could have had closer to the type of season that Sauce Gardner had. But first team All Pro. Super Bowl commercial right after the halftime show, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think Sauce would have been that here. Damn, he just looks like a star up there with that sauce, that Buffalo Wild Wings sauce.
He's got something going for him that a lot of players don't in terms of, I'm not going to say it, but just his charisma.
He's got a little more swag.
Yeah, his charisma, his swag. Yeah, it just seems to be dripping.
Watch this.
The hell did you just say?
Dripping.
Swag is dripping.
Swag is dripping?
Dripping. What's wrong with that?
Okay. I 713-572-4610.
I'm waiting.
Figgy, dripping.
Yeah, I never heard swag and drip in the same sentence
you
like
need
that.
To hang around with the right people. Here's another thing that happened yesterday. It was in the other game. Just suck it up and play. Just get... You know, if he can grab the ball, he can play with the Brock Purdy injury. Man, that's one of the things that just irritates me more than, and you've heard me say it, more than anything. We never, ever, ever, ever.
Quarterback's got to be able to throw.
He's got to be able to hold a football, and he couldn't for a while. And it's just nonsense. Is it because of video games? Is it because people are just that in, you know, desensitized to these, like, real? This was a very real injury. I can't tell you. You can't tell me what it felt like for Brock Purdy. He got back into the game, by the way. Couldn't do anything. I mean, it was a white flag. That was really a bad game, man. And that was a big reason for it. That's the dumbest thing I heard.
I was hoping to see Christian McCaffrey at quarterback.
Me too. Yeah.
I wish they could have did that.
Yeah. Tried to throw it. No one was there.
These are my confessions.
I love the guy. He's a legend. He's one of the most influential people in NFL history. And I think anyone should want him, maybe to own their team. Jerry Jones might have put on the most egotistical move I've seen in a long time yesterday during Championship Sunday.
It's like right at kickoff, right?
Did we really have to announce or leak that Kellen Moore was going to get fired right as Chiefs versus Bengals was kicking off? Literally the first drive, David Moore, Dallas Morning News, and Tom Pelissero put out, Dallas Cowboys have fired or mutually parted ways with offensive coordinator Kellen Moore. Mike McCarthy will call plays. Good Lord, Jerry. Can we at least let the other guys have, like, some sort of spotlight?
No. No, not according to him. Who's left? Like, how many have they parted ways with?
Gotten rid of a lot. Dan Quinn staying. By the way, Kellen Moore already has a gig. He's going to be the play caller in Los Angeles with the Chargers.
Landed on his feet with Justin Herbert.
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, damn, Jerry.
Yeah. Watch this. Remember when the Texans, I know it's hard, were eliminated from the playoffs in 2017, and then Mayor Sylvester Turner tweeted, "Come on, Cowboys, there must be one Texas team in the Super Bowl." How'd that go over?
Not well.
Have you seen the Empire State Building?
Hold my effing beer.
Have you seen the Empire?
What are they doing?
You have to be insane.
They hate each other.
They put, if you didn't know, they put up the floodlights.
The Empire State Building tweeted out.
Yes.
In celebration of the Eagles going to the Super Bowl, we're lighting the Empire State Building green.
And they did. Are you
insane? That was crazy.
Are you insane?
New York and Philly?
That's Dallas and Houston times 100.
Times a trillion.
It's like, what is going on? Oh, I thought it was a fake.
I did too.
I had to look at it like two or three times.
I did too.
It was unbelievable.
What was that?
Somebody got to get fired on that one. It's one thing because we heard the Cincinnati mayor and all that nonsense. He's a jabroni, according to Travis Kelce. We heard all that. It's one thing for politicians to do it. They always want to get a piece of the action. But the Empire State Building doesn't owe anything to anyone, especially the city of Philadelphia.
If you got a professional team in your city, you should not be supporting another
ever
professional team like that.
Especially ever. New York and Philly.
Yes. Yes.
What ever. What are we doing there?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell are we doing there?
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I binge watched a few movies on Friday. Got to tell you.
Cool.
Yeah,
let us know.
I'm a partier now. I'm a partier now. I get down.
Mm-hmm.
I watched two movies, new ones.
Oh, really?
The Netflix movie, You People.
I want to see that. I've had so many people tell me it's good. Yeah, I've had so many.
So
it's Eddie Murphy and
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy, Jonah Hill, Nia Long,
Lauren London.
Yeah, a lot of people in it. It's really, really good.
I've had a bunch of people tell me
it's really funny. It's really good. It covers all grounds.
Mm-hmm.
Like it covers every point of view, every perspective. It's good.
Who was the movie talking about?
What do you mean?
It said You People.
It's talking about white people and African Americans.
Yeah.
It's talking about the dynamic between African Americans and white people, and the perspectives of each. It's both. It covers all grounds.
Yeah.
I have a theory though on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two theories.
What was the other movie, by the way?
I'll tell you in a sec. Because it sucked. And you knew it was going to suck, but you watched it anyways, and you put yourself through it. Jonah Hill got fat again. Fattish.
Not fat?
Fattish.
Yeah.
I think Jonah Hill's better when he's at least this weight.
Mm-hmm.
Or fatter.
You've said that in the past.
He's not sure. He's so good at awkward humor.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how good he is.
He's kind of knock-kneed, too.
Dude, it's hilarious. He's just so good at, like, just the dry, like, all that. Eddie's serious in this.
Really?
Eddie ain't even joking around. Eddie has, like, a few one-liners. Mike Epps is in it, too.
Eddie's gotten serious.
He's serious.
Yeah. Like, yeah, for the last several years.
He's just Eddie, just being normal Eddie.
Yeah.
Nia Long was married to him. Yeah. Doing his thing.
What was the other movie?
Shotgun Wedding with Jennifer Lopez.
I'm not interested.
Oh, goodness.
No. It was free, and I just checked it out, and I checked out, like, literally. It was one of those where you kind of take a nap and wake up. You're kind of watching as you're asleep. I want to ask this, and I'm not trying to be a hater. Sometimes I don't have to try it. It's natural, as my mom's told me when I said I'm not trying to hate. But Has anyone over this long of a period of time, and I'm not questioning the success, I'm not questioning the earning, I'm not questioning that she's an icon in many fields. I'm not questioning J-Lo. I like J-Lo. I think she's an excellent performer. Has anyone put out more crappy movies over this long of a period of time than Jennifer Lopez?
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler at least had some bangers, though.
No, early on. You said this long a time.
No, but he's at least like Adam Sandler's like a comedic genius, and like behind the scenes, like Happy Madison has done some stuff. He doesn't put out like the classics like he used to, but you can get a good Happy Madison film every once in a while from Adam Sandler.
Sure.
You can get something. Over the course of time, has anyone put out as many bad movies and bad acting performances as Jennifer Lopez? Seriously.
I actually Googled Jennifer Lopez's best movies because my first inclination is her best movie was her first movie, Selena, before she even became enormous.
Adam Smalane might disagree with you on this one.
He didn't like Selena?
No, I'm saying her best movies in a long time.
I mean, listen.
He liked the movie Hustlers.
Adam Smalane.
She was in that movie, yeah.
Listen to these titles. This is just her last 10.
It's unbelievable, and props to her, but... Man.
Shotgun Wedding, Marry Me, Hustlers.
Marry Me was awful.
Second Act, Lila and Eve, whatever that is.
What was the last movie of your life from J-Lo, though?
None.
Selena.
Marry Me, I watched.
The Wedding Planner was...
Marry Me, I watched, and I was like...
I liked the movie Enough.
Enough. I don't think...
That was like in 2005.
You liked that?
I thought it was all right.
Monster-in-Law? I mean, we're reaching. We are absolutely reaching. But yeah, those are the best. Ooh, I never even really thought about that.
She's had some bad movies, man.
Yeah, she has.
Had some really bad movies. By the way, Attorney Sam saw You People. He said it's the funniest thing he's seen since Meet the Parents.
All right, I'm in.
Attorney
Sam. Everybody's been recommending it.
I'm going to watch it. Dude, it's awesome. Jonah Hill is funny, man. He is just funny with the awkward stuff. So good. So he's like from a rich Jewish family.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's all you need to know right there.
Some of the one-liners in there, you'll love it. It's hilarious. I'm definitely going to watch it again.
All right. That's on the list, man.
Lunchtime Confessions here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up, Nick's big mistake. This is a good time to be a Texans fan, but there could be a huge disaster coming up in a short period of time because of a mistake that Nick Caserio made. We will discuss next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns,
including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Got people on the text line saying, you people sucked. That one person, man, good Lord, hope you washed your whitey tidies this morning. That's it. If you think that sucked, I damn sure don't want to have a beer with you.
Yeah.
I promise you that.
Yeah.
Sucked? Yeah, okay. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Strong recommendation.
We love getting the text messages, and I'm going to watch it. But we get a lot of text messages. Like going through them, especially during the break, see what people are really saying.
Shout out to the loopholes if you listen to R1 on the Trailer Wheel and Frame text line.
713-572-4610. They're just coming in one after another sometimes. He's not a proven head coach.
Who, DeMeco?
Yeah. Seriously?
D'Amico's not. D'Amico Ryan's going to be the next head coach of the Houston Texans.
He's Book not it, a proven it. Head coach.
Going to happen soon. Press conference this week. You'll hear it on Sports Radio 610.
Name a great head coach. At one point, they were not a proven head coach.
Who's proven? Sean Payton? That's it?
Yeah, but even he at one point was not a proven head coach.
He wasn't proven when the Saints hired him.
Yeah.
I don't know what proven head coach means.
Nothing drives me nuts more than that right now with this whole D'Amico thing.
So proven head coach?
People are just... They can't be happy when it comes to the Texans. And part of me gets it. It's been a long ride, man. It's been a rough one. But name a successful head coach. They've all been
on the market.
They've all been unproven at one point. Now, bad ones too. But that's a weak, weak argument.
There's no exact science to it. There have been proven head coaches who've gone and flopped. There have been... coaches that had the best resume that went and they thrived. There's been coaches that you never heard of that go and they thrive. There's every example of everything. Mm-hmm. There's no method to this.
Right.
This could not end well. It's possible. But on the surface, when you factor in everything, D'Amico Ryan's next head coach of the Houston Texans, home run hire.
What it comes down to, and again, a big part of me understands this, is it's coming down to trust. And I don't think the whenever Texans fans have put their trust in the Texans, they've been burned. Inevitably, they've been burned. Even during the good days, it was awesome. Ultimately, they were burned via injury or injuries to a bad record and all this other stuff. I understand. But if you can't trust the Texans, then I don't know if you're looking at anything else. It's just the trust that has you worried. Because D'Amico Ryans is the best candidate in the field.
Yeah, you can trust they might screw it up, but as far as the hire, or you can believe they might screw it up, but as far as the hire, it's pretty good. Yeah. By the way, the salary cap going to go up to a record $224.8 million. That's up from 208.2. Texans are going to be up there when it comes to cap space. So that $75 million dead cap that they functioned under last season, that's going to be gone, and we are going to... You're going to see the Texans likely be a player in free agency for the first time in a long time. We'll see what Nick Caserio is made of. Speaking of which, boy, not holding on to that number one pick is just really starting to irk me as we get closer to the draft. Kiper and McShay are talking about the number one pick. They're talking about the Texans or Colts somehow getting in a bidding war for that pick. Nick, all you had to do was trade Brandon Cooks or not let him play against the Colts or Titans, and we wouldn't be in this situation.
Yeah.
You didn't have to ask Lovie Smith to do anything. That was all we had to do in this situation. To quote Pops in Friday, that was stupid. Of all the things that have been done by a general manager, that was stupid. Stupid.
How crazy would it be if he actually trade up for that number one pick and give up some of that draft capital?
And all you had to do was not play a guy who threw the organization under the bus or trade him when he wanted to be traded, and we would be talking about the Texans having full control whether they wanted to take a quarterback or not. We would be talking about the Texans getting the haul that Chicago's getting. We would be talking about the Texans getting the quarterback that they want. Now, it could still work out. The Bears could fall in love with one of these defensive guys, or
sure,
someone could go up and take a quarterback that they don't want, but now it's just a possibility. It is unbelievable that happened. Just unbelievable. And I don't want to, like, you know, the reason that it's such a big deal to me is because you can do literally everything right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can do everything in the world right as an organization during a rebuild. And I would say the Jets have. I would say for the most part, the Jets have done everything for the most part the right way. They hired the right guy, one of D'Amico Ryan's mentors, Robert Saleh.
Mm-hmm.
They've drafted their ass off. They've stockpiled assets. They had the Jamal Adams trade.
Mm-hmm.
They've drafted well. They got the offensive rookie of the year in Garrett Wilson, who, by the way, beat out many people. And Breece Hall, many believe, who they drafted in the second round, would have been that guy had he not gotten hurt.
Yeah.
They got probably the defensive rookie of the year, who has a Super Bowl commercial in Sauce Gardner. They've drafted their ass off in New York. The only thing that they've done wrong in New York is they missed on a quarterback at two. They drafted Zach Wilson, and Trevor Lawrence, who went number one, was not available.
Yeah.
Now, am I saying any of these quarterbacks are Trevor Lawrence? There might not be. There might not even be a franchise quarterback. But just the possibility that there is, and that guy could possibly end up on another team because Brandon Cooks wasn't traded or hung around, it eliminates the possibility to get where you want to get. Like, you can get where the Jets, you can do everything perfect and everything can be great, and you can get where the Jets get, but you're going to find yourself in a position where you're a quarterback away, and if the franchise quarterback of this draft, and sometimes there's not any, sometimes there's just one. Hell, sometimes you get lucky and there's a couple.
Yeah.
But if that guy goes and the Texans don't get him because of that, then everything that you're doing right now, all the good decisions that you're making and all the potential future good things Nick Casario is going to do, they're not going to mean a damn thing. It's unbelievable that happened.
You'll be better with D'Amico Ryans, I feel. You'll have his offensive guy, a Shanahan guy, I'm sure. And maybe they can work with the quarterback and he'll be great. That you know, you land on after the number one pick if somebody else takes another quarterback. It's just like I want them to have the choice that's theirs. And then there's the trade possibilities and who might make those trades. Now, I think the Colts are just in a free fall right now. Who knows? I mean, Jeff Saturday might draft a center. You know, make a trade and draft the center number one. Who knows? But the possibilities that you have, the options they have, they just shrunk a little bit. And it's... It does come back to that game against the Colts and Nick Casario's stubbornness with Brandon Cooks. It does come back to that.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
God, man. I mean, it's unbelievable that's even... Mm-hmm. I mean, we could be talking about the number one pick right now. We're at the mercy.
Yeah.
The Chicago Bears. The mercy.
Don't bring me down, man.
I'm not. I'm just saying, John. I'm trying. I want it all.
I know. We have to talk about that. It is a possibility.
I want it all.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
I want the whole thing. And
everything.
Now,
the whole pie.
And there's no guarantee. There's no guarantees at all. But, man, that would just be a nice chunk of pie to have.
Yeah.
If you could have that. The other thing that I think the D'Amico hire does, not official yet, going to be official in the next couple of days. The other thing that I think the D'Amico hire does is I think it eliminates the possibility that people aren't going to want to come here.
100%.
I truly do believe that. Like, I think there was a time, like, if Nick had just been here and let's say they hired Steichen, Gannon, whoever, there could be a situation where those guys end up being awesome and mm-hmm. great coaches, and they end up being better coaches than D'Amico Ryans. It could happen.
Yeah.
But, like, the possibility of, like, I don't know, a C.J. Stroud or, you know, a player not wanting to come here, I think just the presence of D'Amico Ryans and the way in which the Texans have functioned in the last 22 days,
yeah.
I think and the fact that Andre Johnson's going to be vocal about this organization and everyone's going to be excited about this organization and pumped, I think it kind of eliminates, like, that possibility of players not wanting to come here.
And coaches, too.
Coaches, too.
I think that's the most important.
Free agents.
The first big thing is you're going to have coaches lining up. I mean, I'm sure they already have. I'm sure D'Amico already knows who his offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator, et cetera, are going to be. But it's not going to be some guy that ends up coaching at Sam Houston State and gets fired, which has happened here. It's not going to be the coach's son, who certainly earned his stripes. That's not to pile on too much. But, you know, it's going to be guys that have big-time resumes, and then it translates to players, too. You start having some success. Oh, that's D'Amico. He's come in contact with thousands, hundreds for sure, of players over the years, and he knows the league so well as a defensive coordinator. Players, you know him, and they're going to want to come here with that money.
There's been like a Texans tax. There's a Jags tax.
Yeah.
And, you know, if all things were equal, more times than not, especially in the last couple of years, they weren't going to choose to come here. No, I mean, nobody was like just foaming at the mouth to play for Lovie Smith yeah. or David Culley. Like, there's scenarios where if all things are equal, you want to go play for D'Amico Ryans.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Like, that's...
Now, the general thing is that, well, they want to win. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be... But those sure. winning teams always tend to have a little less opportunities and money, you know, unless they're just, you know, incredible. I think this is going to be like right below that is, yeah, I want to play for D'Amico.
So the national narrative just goes away now, or does what happens? Like, where's the goalpost move to?
I feel like the national narrative is going away.
But what's going to happen? Like, where's it going
to
shift
to? I'm going to keep an eye on the Houston exactly. Texans. See how they handle this blackhead coach right now.
God, I love when he does that. I love when he... Figgy A.
Figgy A. Smith.
Figgy A. Smith. I'm going to keep an eye on
I'm going to keep an eye on Cal Manier.
Yeah. No, the national narrative I feel is kind
Has Josina said anything?
I don't know. I couldn't understand it.
What about Ben Albright? How's he living?
Boy.
Man, he fighting for his life in the comments, man.
He is drowning.
He's the worst because sometimes you're wrong. And it's okay. Like, the Broncos wanted D'Amico Ryans. Like, D'Amico Ryans is going to be the guy. But the problem with him is he words it in such a way to where if he's right, he's going to do a victory lap. He's the ultimate victory lap, I was right guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if he's wrong or whatever, he's going to be like, I never said that. That was not the way I worded it.
Yeah. Was D'Amico going to be the coach initially?
Where?
Was it reported here?
Here?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Weren't there reports that he was not going to take this job? He wasn't interested?
That he wasn't interested? Yeah, that was before Love even got fired, though.
Yeah?
You didn't believe that, did you?
I don't know. It was reported.
That what? D'Amico didn't want the gig?
Yeah.
Like, not interested?
Mm-hmm. It was. I know you saw it.
Okay. What about it?
Well, what happened to that report?
I think it's gone.
It's gone?
I don't know if it's gone, but yeah, it didn't last too long.
Mm-hmm. That's weird.
One hand on the iPhone, the other hand carrying Jonathan Gannon's water. Jonathan Gannon's got a hell of an agent because there was like a decent buzz
mm-hmm.
for him, and it was like, okay, Jonathan Gannon is this, but then two teams wanted to talk to him this whole cycle. Maybe Denver yeah. circles back around, but like, and honestly, Arizona didn't
he
ask.
Said he's staying in Philly.
Arizona didn't ask till last week. So like, it was like Jonathan Gannon is like regarded this, except the Texans were the only team that wanted to really talk to him
right.
for a long period of time.
For 2 years.
Very interesting. A lot changing with D'Amico Ryans here. Moral of the story, though. If you ain't got that quarterback, it might not mean a damn thing. And because Nick Caserio got punked by Brandon Cooks, It's not 100% in their hands. Damn it. Still a good day, though. I'll snap out of it. There you go. That's all. Yeah. I just wanted to get that off my chest. Coming up, let's go around the NFL. Let's play a little irresponsible rumors. Off-season style, heading into the Super Bowl. Little irresponsible rumors here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Irresponsible dadgum rumors.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.